السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، طب القلوب بدوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها، وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the most handsome, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon his blessed family, his blessed wives, his blessed parents, his blessed children, and all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today, alhamdulillah, we are on the 14th day from the blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Sayyiduna Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, come near to the minbar, come near to the pulpit. And we all came close to the minbar sharif. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam climbed onto the first step of the minbar, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. When he stepped up onto the second step of the minbar, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ascended onto the third step, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the third time said, Ameen. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came down, we asked, Ya Rasulullah, we have heard from you today something that we have never heard before. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, when I climbed the first step, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam appeared before me and he said, may he be cast far away, yani may he be destroyed, who found the blessed month of Ramadan and let it pass without gaining forgiveness. Upon that, I said, Ameen. When I climbed the second step, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, may he be cast far away before whom your name is mentioned and he does not send durood o salam upon you. I replied, Ameen. When I climbed the third step, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, may he be cast far away who in his lifetime both parents or one of his parents reached old age and through the failure to serve them, he did not enter Jannah. Upon this, I said, Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what is being said? If a person finds the month of Ramadan and he did not gain forgiveness, what does this mean? This means a person found the blessed month of Ramadan. But he did not gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. He does not repent. He does not seek forgiveness for his sins. And he is still the same person doing the same things after the blessed month of Ramadan. He has not benefited at all from this blessed month. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is making dua against him for his destruction, for him to be cast far away. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is saying, Ameen. The second dua, that upon hearing the blessed name of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and not sending durood o salam, which has also been commanded in the Holy Quran, we hear this ayah many times. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha allazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin ma'adin al-judi wal-karam wa alihi wa barik wa sallim salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who does not send durood o salam upon hearing the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person is also destroyed. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is making this dua and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ameen. Thirdly, a person has elderly parents and does not serve them, does not gain their pleasure, does not do anything to gain their du'as, he or she is also destroyed. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is making du'a and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, how ill-fortunate and unfortunate is he or she for whom the Imamul Anbiya is saying Ameen, and the leader of the angels is making dua for their being cast far away and destroyed. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we must understand the honor of this blessed month and save ourselves from the displeasure of the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we hear the mention of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed name, we must remember to send durood o salam in the blessed court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that we are saved from destruction and showered with mercy and blessings instead. And finally, those of you who have elderly parents, or even one parent who is elderly and alive, we should serve them, gain their pleasure and their du'as, so that we are saved from the destruction and we become deserving of Jannah. Allah Almighty, save us all from the destruction. Allah Almighty, grant us the full rewards of this blessed month. And Allah Almighty, grant us His pleasure and the pleasure of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wa ma alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.